It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Perfect Circle guitarist Billy Hardell with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you on the show. Obviously, a lot of excitement. We finally have some new music from Perfect Circle. It took a while, but I feel like it's time. I think it's a perfect time for new music from you guys.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I think it's about 14 years to be exact. How often do you write music with a Perfect Circle in mind during periods of band inactivity?
Constantly, yeah, constantly. But I never flush them out to completion. I kind of leave them in somewhat of a porous state, and then, you know, eventually send him to Maynard and see if he gets compelled by it. Once I've got his attention, that is, you know. We've had a couple false starts, but now that we're underway, I'll just send him things that I find or that I don't hate, and, you know, and then see if he doesn't hate them, and then we'll move from there.
And do you feel like you guys are always in sync with, like, you're like, I think he's going to like this, and do you have a sense of what he likes?
I feel like I do, and sometimes it's a surprise. You know, Maynard, in classic style, what you know of him and what I know of him, it keeps you guessing, you know. So, yeah, there's some things I know that make him, you know, will get him going a little bit, but there's some things I was surprised he latched onto, or some things I presented just that was going to be for my own thing that he was like, oh, I hear something that might be in there. So, which is, that's what collaboration is. If you work in isolation by yourself long enough, you have nothing else you're pulling from except for your influences that you've exhausted and tapped out.
Full Metal Jackie, Billy Hardell from A Perfect Circle with us on the show. New music from A Perfect Circle. This is The Doomed. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Billy Hardell with us on the show tonight from A Perfect Circle. And your background isn't strictly music. It's also the sonic aspect of music. How does that technical understanding of sound make the way you go about writing music different from other musicians?
It's a good question. I'm not directly asked that. I think a lot. I kind of rest on that a lot. I feel like I'm not a great guitar player. I'm more of a collage maker. You know, like I work on the computer and I interact with the computer, put an idea down that's not played well, but, you know, it's just my first impression. A lot of times that makes it to the record too. I leave the scars in there, and then sonically, I've learned how to do it throughout the years, so it's, I don't think about it too much and I don't worry about it too much, you know. And that drums is another thing. Like, I will make sure that they're slamming and right, and as long as the drums and the vocals are really right, you know, the other stuff can kind of get a little loose. As far as the sonics go, though, I've engineered and produced all everything we've done up to this point in Perfect Circle, and so I wanted to bring on a producer, and so brought on this guy Dave Sardi at the recommendation of our manager. And it's been nice to kind of sit back on the couch and be a musician solely, and let someone else cut tracks, comp them together, worry about file management, scheduling, all the headaches of that, and it let me kind of see a 20,000 foot view of the songs instead of being kind of so far down in the muck with it.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Music from Megadeth, Judas Priest. I've got your chance at Judas Priest tickets. Plus, we'll have more with Billy Hardell of A Perfect Circle. Hey! It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got A Perfect Circle guitarist Billy Hardell with us on the show tonight. There's a political undercurrent to A Perfect Circle. How much does the state of society at a given time motivate the band to be active?
It's probably more of a question for Maynard. I'm always writing. I'm always kind of emotionally reacting to stuff around me, but not lyrically. So, my job is kind of unspoken, without words, and it's just communicating pure emotion in that way. And it's hard for me to talk about music. Now that we brought in a producer and that we're all working together, Maynard's been working with Matt Mitchell from Pussifer, tracking vocals at his place. I'm working by myself or with Dave Sardi, excuse me. And so I got to start to learn how to talk about music, and I don't like it at all. I've never done it. I've worked with Danny Lohner in the past, a good friend of mine who's in Nine Inch Nails, and like, he's good at it. He's good at talking about, like, how about we try this or that, and I don't like it. So I'm learning to do it, but it's more, for me, it's like, hold a minute, give me an hour, I'll tell you what I'm thinking, instead of like, I'm going to spell out to you what I'm going to do.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Billy Howardell of A Perfect Circle with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, A Perfect Circle guitarist. Billy Howardell is my guest on the show tonight. Pink Floyd was a significant influence on you, correct?
Yeah.
What did you learn most from them, and how has it continued to affect what you do?
Rests. You know, having pause in music. There's heaviness that comes from the space in between, and I think they were really good at not filling every single space. And there was, sonically, there was so many different colors that they were pulling into their songs that just made it interesting. You know, I mean, I like AC/DC too, but that was, you knew exactly sonically what the songs were going to be and how they were going to choose to work that puzzle. With Pink Floyd, you just didn't know what was going to happen. They could have been using the same instruments, but always had a different soundscape and color palette to it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, I've got Black Label Society tickets to give away. Also, Billy Howardell is going to pick a tune. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Billy Howardell with us on the show tonight. Billy, there's a mystique about Maynard. How have you utilized that mystique in terms of the way people hear and perceive A Perfect Circle?
I don't. It's not my thing. You know, he's a friend first, a business partner second, and, you know, we just come together and make music and then talk about how that's going to be dealt with. I mean, that's, those kind of things are left to record company management and then come back to us to see if we're okay with it. So.
It must be hard at this point being an artist and trying to like get out of the business side of it and continue to just be an artist.
Extremely hard. And you know what? I have to say we're very lucky that fans have let us stay at this level after being absent for a while. Without that, and bands starting out or bands starting over, you're kind of left to doing it all yourself and being the record company and being the manager and being all these things. And it puts you in a place to not, you think about art differently and commerce gets messy and involved. So I'm not trying to be cool by saying this. It's just like, I don't think of any of those things right now whatsoever. I make the best songs I can and then let somebody else figure it out. And if people are listening, it's awesome. It's great.
Full Metal Jackie with Billy Howardell. And hey, Black Label Society is putting out a new album called Grimmest Hits on January 19th. I'm going to play a tune for you from it. Also, they're coming to the Fonda for a show on Tuesday, February 27th. Also on the bill, by the way, Corrosion of Conformity and I Hate God. Tickets are on sale, but we'll give caller 20 a pair of tickets right now, 800-955-KLOS. Tickets furnished by Golden Voice. Black Label Society with Room of Nightmares on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got A Perfect Circle guitarist Billy Howardell with us on the show tonight. There's a big tour happening before the new album is even released. Why go on tour ahead of it? And will there be more shows once the album comes out?
Yeah, we'll do some more stuff. We're going to head to Europe at some point. We're going to go overseas and other places. And once the record comes out, we'll...
There's going to be a lot more coming.
There'll be more coming, but you never know. I mean, we've talked about more coming in the past, too. And it's, you know, but what I know is we're on tour for 6 weeks right now. So this is what I know is happening. The other stuff would be great.
By the way, the world could be over at that point. We have no idea.
Yeah, but that wouldn't stop us from doing more shows. It's just, you know.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Billy Howardell with us. Thank you so much for taking the time. See A Perfect Circle out there. There's new music coming in 2018. Anything else you can talk about in terms of what you're looking forward to? I mean, I'm sure we'll hear more about release date and all that, all of the rest of that.
Yeah, I'd say look for a second quarter release from us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging for another edition of the show. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And of course, do check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Thanks again to Billy Howardell. for The Hang at Aftershock in Sacramento. And if you were wondering what band was playing during our hang, it was Gojira. And hey, I've got a prize pack to give away to caller 20 right now. I've got a Get Thrashed DVD and a 3-CD set of the Metallica Master of Puppets reissue that is out now. 800-955-KLOS. Again, we'll give it to caller 20. Frazier Smith is up next, leaving you off with Infectious Grooves. See ya.